Welcome to the Natural Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelzang. Today's show is part of our Fitness Friday series sponsored by Health IQ. Remember, Health IQ is an insurance agency that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, all those people that competed at the Winter Olympics, and all of you other exercise enthusiasts out there, helps us get lower rates on our life insurance. Go to healthiq.com/NOBS to support the show and learn more about the great healthy fitness-related life insurance quotes from Health IQ. Today's show is another great one in our Fitness Friday series. Today's Fitness Friday show is about sleep. Recently, Health IQ had a great quiz about sleep and its effect on the body. But let's face it, sleep is tough for some. But first, our Fitness Friday news.
The Not Old Better Show Fitness Friday news.
When you hear the phrase, what keeps you up at night? For me, it's not much. I sleep well. It's not even taxes that keeps me up. I guess I'm a little old-fashioned, I believe in the system, and I pay like everyone, but I sleep well. And it got me thinking. 90 million Americans suffer from sleep deprivation or insomnia every single night. Busy schedules, never-ending to-do lists make it easy to place a low priority on getting enough sleep. According to the National Sleep Foundation, more than 60% of adults report feeling sleep deprived on a regular basis. Getting enough sleep, getting restful sleep, waking up feeling rested, are as important as eating a healthy diet and getting enough exercise, according to the Centers for Disease Control. A good night's rest helps us stay alert and think clearly the next day and can reduce stress and depression. If you're cutting back on sleep because you think you don't need as much, or if anxiety about your job or the economy is causing insomnia, you could be doing yourself more harm than you even realize. Long-term sleep deprivation has been linked to a higher risk of the following: heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, being involved in a car accident due to slower reaction time, depression, substance abuse, inability to concentrate and pay attention. A lot of pretty bad stuff can happen if you don't get good rest. Well, how much sleep is enough? Well, sleep needs vary by individual and life stage. The National Sleep Foundation recommends 10 to 11 hours of sleep a night for school-aged children, 8 to 9 hours for teens, and 7 to 9 hours for the rest of us. So I have 5 tips for how to get a great night's sleep. We'll be right back with the rest of our Fitness Friday news in just a minute. But, as I say, do not touch that dial. Speaking of health, nutrition, and fitness, as I mentioned, the Not Old Better Show is proudly sponsored by Health IQ. All the Not Old Better Show audience knows what a fitness fan I am, with yoga, cardio, stretching, and weightlifting part of my daily routine. We've talked about it here a lot. With my love of fitness, I found a life insurance agency who loves fitness too and rewards those of us who exercise and lead healthy lifestyles with exclusive, special, and lower rates. Health IQ tells me that their customers save between 4 and 33% on their life insurance. Health IQ can do that because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease compared to people who are inactive. It makes sense, right? Like saving money on your car insurance for being a good driver. Health IQ saves you money on your life insurance for living a health-conscious lifestyle. Trustpilot gives Health IQ a 9.6 out of 10 rating. Health IQ factors in low heart rate, BMI, or body mass index, the body's percentage of fat, and gym membership, which helps with rates and qualifying. These are real advantages, according to Health IQ. Check out Health IQ's testimonials from USA Racquetball, US Master Swimming, American Trail Runners Association, and many others. They are really great. And, as I say before, check out the Health IQ quiz, which is eye-opening and really fun to do. HealthIQ.com/NOBS. Check out Health IQ for more details and mention the Not Old Better Show. Thanks. And now back to our Fitness Friday news.
Okay,
Now on to our five ways to get a great night's sleep. As I say, being well rested is a necessity. A good way to tell if you're getting enough sleep is to ask yourself if you feel happy, healthy, and productive during the day. If the answer is no, try these five strategies for a better night's sleep. Maintain a consistent schedule. Try to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, even on weekends, so that your body gets accustomed to a regular schedule. Establish a regular bedtime routine. Reading, taking a warm bath, listening to music, or quiet meditation before you go to bed can prepare your body for a restful night's sleep. Get comfortable. Invest in a pillow, a mattress, and bedding that are comfortable and provide adequate support. When it's time to go to sleep, keep the room dark, quiet, and not too warm. I really prefer it pretty cool, but don't make it cold. Turn off any nearby lights or noisy distractions. Avoid stressful activities before bedtime. Don't pay bills. Don't do a bunch of work in bed. I really prefer to exercise in the mornings. Different people have their exercise routines at all different times during the day, but I think it is universally accepted that exercising strenuously right before you go to bed can make it harder to mentally wind down and fall asleep. Regarding eating, don't eat in bed. Finish eating about 2 hours before bedtime. Giving your body time to digest after a meal reduces the chance of going to bed with heartburn or feeling bloated. Absolutely try to avoid caffeine in the afternoon or evening, since it can delay sleep, as well as alcohol, which can interrupt sleep. If you've tried the strategies that I just mentioned and you're still having trouble sleeping at night, well, maybe you need to contact your physician. You might have a medical problem that, you know, needs to be addressed, such as depression or sleep apnea or restless leg syndrome. And remember, if you have more questions about sleep, let me know. Write paul@notoldbetter.com. So I say, let's all enhance those indoor sports, get a good rest, and talk about better.
The Not Old Better Show. To learn more about sleep, please check out our website at notold-better.com or check out the Health IQ site for sleep tips. And thanks to all of you, my wonderful audience, for your encouraging, advice-driven emails with show and topic suggestions. Please keep them coming at info@notold-better.com. And thanks again to Health IQ. Join me for our next show, another great one, as we talk about better, the Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.